Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin. It's the 7th of March today. I'm just walking back from parent evening for my daughter. It's been a bit of an unusual day in school activities because it's World Book Day, and like so many schools, ours decided to do a bit of dressing up. Luckily, this year, they were nice enough to make it a big pyjama party. So no expensive costumes to buy. I saw an article on the BBC where a parent wrote for the magazine that it's a bit of a nuisance having to get some sort of costume for just one day a year. And it doesn't actually aid with reading anyway. So our school had the lovely idea that everybody was going to come in pyjamas. And then in the afternoon, about 3/4 of an hour before the children would leave, they said the parents could come in with their children's favourite books, and they could come and read their own children and other children a story. And the parents could also come in pyjamas if they wanted to. This morning, both my children went off in pyjamas. I made sure they were in their oldest, smallest ones, just in case, which turned out to be a good decision in Amelia's case, who managed to fall over twice in the playground. So her pyjamas got covered in mud, and she managed to have a hole in them as well. So she wasn't actually in pyjamas anymore by the time I saw her. It was really sweet to see all the children in their little pyjamas and dressing gowns. Even the teachers were in pyjamas and onesies, and some had even brought their comfy slippers. And it was really cute. Henry's teacher told me she was afraid she wouldn't be able to tell the children apart because they looked so different in their night gear. We also had about half the parents, me included, turned up in pyjamas for the reading, which was a bit unusual, but it was fun. And it was really nice. One of the teachers read a story. It was Where the Wild Things Go, which happens to be one of Henry's favourite stories, and he knows the end, the last word of every sentence, which he then proceeded to shout through the hall. But he was having fun. And I then read Amelia and Henry and Amelia's friend the books that I'd brought. Didn't have to go for long though, because Amelia took over and she did some reading. Obviously, it was in the hall, it was quite noisy, so I couldn't really hear an awful lot. But everybody had fun. It was really nice. It's a really nice idea. I think all the children enjoyed it. And I think we're going to get some book token as well. So I think this was a World Book Day well spent in the company of books. Having said that, I think I might be just in time to go and read a bit of a nighttime story to one of my two. So far about today. I'll say bye-bye for now, and I'll speak to you all soon.